50 days after Easter, 10 days after the Ascension, the apostles were gathered in the upper room, the same place where Jesus had the Last Supper, the same place where on the night of Easter he appeared to them. All of a sudden, there was this driving wind, and this flame came down and parted, and tongues rested upon them. This was the Feast of Pentecost. Now remember, for the Jews, Pentecost was a feast day 50 days after Passover. And they remembered how Moses had gone up to Mount Sinai. There, this cloud filled with wind, fire, and lightning descended upon Mount Sinai, enveloping Moses in the presence of God. There, Almighty God ratified the covenant made with Abraham. He gave Moses the Ten Commandments, and he formed the people as the people of God. For us now on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit is poured forth from Father and Son. The covenant that Christ had made through the blood of his cross is ratified and sealed upon our hearts through the sacrament of baptism. Now, the apostles are filled with gifts to go out and found the church, and that is the new people of God. So on this Feast of Pentecost, we recall that pouring forth of the Holy Spirit. But we remember, the apostles did go out, and they went out to preach that gospel message. So St. James the Greater went as far as way as Spain, St. Matthew to Ethiopia, St. Thomas to India, St. Peter, the first pope, all the way to Rome. And the gospel spread, and the church was founded. So we should rejoice that today we're here because of Pentecost and those gifts of the Holy Spirit that those apostles went forth with to carry the gospel message. But while we should rejoice this Pentecost, clearly we face a challenge in our world. You may have seen or heard on the news about 2 weeks ago, it was even in our local Catholic Herald this past week, about a Pew Foundation survey that had taken place. And the survey found, as far as religious practice in our country, that Christianity has declined by 8 percentage points in the past 7 years. So we've gone from almost 80% of the population down to 72. Worse yet, the same study found that for every adult person who joins the Catholic Church, like at Easter time, 6 adults leave. That's frightening. And then we could look at other statistics and find that 25% of Catholics attend Mass regularly. And in some dioceses, it's down to 10%. I know from my own experience, even here, some kids after confirmation, we never see them again, never see their families. Very sad. This past year, I've had a couple of funerals where I'm the only one talking. There's no response. Or sometimes you get the old responses, the Lord be with you, and also with you. I'm like, well, I guess someone didn't learn there was a change in the translation 3 years ago. And this is the way it is. How sad. But rather than lament this and make ourselves uncomfortable, what we ought to do is pray for the Holy Spirit tonight, this Pentecost Sunday, and ask the Holy Spirit to enkindle in us the fire of faith so that we can express our faith and ignite that faith in someone else's life. First of all, you and I need to appreciate that this faith, our Catholic faith, is a precious gift. We have the church that Christ founded upon the apostles. That authority has been handed on from apostles to bishops to our present age. How wonderful. We have the Word of God. So first of all, through the Spirit of truth, the writers of the sacred texts were inspired. We have then the church gathering those texts by the end of the first century and saying, here's our Bible, an act of the church. And this Word of God we believe, as the Second Vatican Council said, teaches firmly, faithfully, and without error. That truth God wanted us to have for our salvation. Beyond that, our church, guided by the Spirit of truth, guides the teaching so that you and I can authentically live Christian lives today. That's why the catechism is so important. You'll find in the pews there's still some. If you don't have a catechism, take one. But here we see a beautiful continuum of the teaching of the faith from the time of Jesus and the apostles all the way to now. No other church has such a book. We also have our seven sacraments. The Holy Spirit, the sanctifier, communicates to us the grace of the Holy Trinity through these seven signs that Christ founded. How wonderful it is to know we have the Holy Eucharist. And consider, everywhere you go to a Catholic church, you can find the Blessed Sacrament. Kneel down, pray, and know Christ is present. You don't find that in Protestant churches, but we have this gift. And then, too, we have the witness of so many saints that we have recognized. Saints that, like the apostles, have spread the gospel message. Saints of every day and age. We're inspired by these saints. We even have the witness of so many martyrs, even to this very day. We think of so many Christians facing persecution and yet keeping the faith. So my brothers and sisters, you and I need to cherish this gift, not take it for granted, not become just comfortable or complacent. It's sort of like our country in a way. This weekend is Memorial Day. We remember those men and women who've died and on in service of our country. Well, you could look at it this way. It's one thing to live in our country and enjoy all the benefits. It's another thing to love our country and appreciate those benefits. Same thing with our church. There's a big difference between just living in a church and having it be cultural or tradition, almost like a club, versus loving your church and being appreciative of what the church is, because after all, the church is the body of believers. So given that appreciation, then, you and I are called to ignite the faith. And that means beginning with ourselves. Notice St. Paul, in our second passage from Galatians, tells us that we are called to live by the Spirit. So just like that fire, that wind fell upon the apostles, just like that cloud enveloped Moses on Mount Sinai, the Spirit of God, you and I ought to be living our life like we're in the shadow of the Holy Spirit, that we really are living a life of faith in an atmosphere of faith around us. Not easy, because we could allow a dark cloud to envelop us, almost like that smog, that deep, thick smoke that suffocates. And that's what St. Paul means by life according to the flesh. Just living in that dark cloud and having the grace of God extinguished. Just thinking about oneself, one's needs, losing sight of eternity, losing sight of God. This is why St. Paul says the works of the flesh are immorality, impurity, lust, idolatry, sorcery, hatreds, rivalry, jealousy, outbursts of fury, acts of selfishness, dissensions, factions, occasions of envy, drinking bouts, orgies, and the like. Well, it's like our present world. But nevertheless, he's writing to the church in Galatia. So it's a problem in the church. It's a problem among those who have called themselves Christians. So we have to cast off that dark cloud and open ourselves to living in the fullness of the Spirit. And what will be the fruit? Well, St. Paul tells us. The fruit of the Spirit, when we're living in this overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, this atmosphere of grace, is going to be love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. None of the fruit that will ever come from the life in the flesh, the dark cloud. And so we would want that fruit, of course, but wouldn't someone else? And when people start seeing that's our life, they're going to ask, I would like that too. How can I get it? How can I find it? Well, it's through Christ. It's through the church. But again, you and I have to be on fire with the Spirit. We have to live in that overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. But there's another way to do this too, which I think is extremely important in our world today. And that is to have Spirit-filled homes. And especially to look at the role of the mother. Notice at Pentecost, if we went a few verses prior, our Blessed Mother was with the apostles. Now, what was she doing? Because she wasn't an apostle per se. She was there because she was the mother of Jesus, that holy woman who conceived by the Holy Spirit and bore our Lord, the woman who was full of grace, the one who truly always wanted to make Christ known and bring others to Christ. She was there to pray with the apostles. Probably she told them many stories about Jesus, especially that first 30 years before he started his public ministry. Yes, our Blessed Mother is there. And I think in our world today, we need strong mothers like Mary in our homes. Because in our world today, not only have we seen the breakdown of marriage, family life, but also motherhood. Yet mothers, and this is for all of you mothers, have been given such a special gift of love. The love that is nurturing, a love that is unconditional for your children. How better way to communicate faith to a child? And so you moms really have that essential role, just like Mary had at Pentecost, to pray with your children and teach them their prayers, to teach them the faith and tell them the stories about Jesus, to be the heart of a home so that the Spirit is present. I am sure in most families, moms pretty much set the schedule. So if mom makes sure the family prays, they pray. If mom makes sure the family goes to church, the family goes to church. We need strong moms. If you ask most priests, including myself, I guarantee you, they'd say one of the great influences in discerning a vocation was the faith and love of the mother. True. And even the grandmother. We need strong moms that are filled with the Holy Spirit, just like Mary. Now, granted, children grow up, children go off. But moms, you can always pray for your children, even when they go astray. That love is powerful. Saint Monica was once in tears because of, more than once, because of her wayward son Augustine. And the bishop of their northern town of Tagaste said to Saint Monica, "Do not fear, because God will surely heed the tears of such a prayerful mother." How true it is. So my brothers and sisters, we celebrate Pentecost, this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, this founding of our church. We need to call upon the Holy Spirit to fill us once again with those gifts, to allow our life to be reignited with faith, so that when we leave here, we truly can be mindful that we're called to renew the face of the earth. May God bless you.